Ireland, fighting to win the right to choose Rita Harold, Socialist Party, CWI Ireland. On the 28th of October 2012, the barbarity of the Irish state's attempt to ban abortion was exposed. But 5 years on from the death of Savita Halappanova after she requested and was denied a termination while having a miscarriage, the Irish political establishment is still dragging its heels. Irish abortion has traditionally been exported to UK abortion clinics, where approximately 10 Irish addresses are given every day, but sick women like Savita are unable to make such a journey. The Irish pro-choice movement has been organising and protesting for the repeal of the Eighth Amendment, the constitutional ban on abortion, before and since then, and has significantly grown in the last year. Socialist feminist group ROSA, in which Socialist Party members participate, has been to the fore, in calling not for incremental change, but full abortion rights. The strike for repeal saw thousands of mainly young women pour onto the streets on International Women's Day this year calling for a referendum to repeal the Eighth Amendment, and last month we saw over 30,000 at the March for Choice. In opinion polls, 68% say they trust women when they say they need an abortion. The Citizens' Assembly, an advisory body of 100 people, was set up by the government in an attempt to distance itself from the issue of abortion, while bowing somewhat to the pressure to do something. It was deliberately drawn out to delay progress, and excluded anyone who had ever made a public statement for or against abortion, which resulted in one member being replaced after wearing a pro-choice badge to the first meeting. However, as the Assembly discussed the issue and asked questions of the various experts, the members were convinced that the law must be changed not just for the hard cases, but to ensure the right to choose as the only way to ensure equality of access for working class, poor and migrant women. It recommended broad changes to the law, including abortion without restriction up to 12 weeks, and in later pregnancy for a variety of specific reasons. In the days after the Citizens' Assembly vote, a senior RTÉ correspondent said the job of the politicians would be to tone down the recommendations to something palatable for the electorate. The Citizens' Assembly's progressive recommendations bear out our experience that ordinary people may have some questions about abortion, but are open to being convinced, particularly when exposed to the reality that abortion happens in every part of the world, whether legal or illegal. Irish abortions are later and slightly more complicated because of the delays necessitated by organising travel to a UK clinic and money to pay for the private procedure. There is now a parliamentary committee discussing the Citizens' Assembly report. Ruth Coppinger, a member of the Irish Socialist Party, has used her position as Solidarity TD MP on the committee to broaden the discussion to the reality of abortion as dealt with by the Assembly. The capitalist establishment favours focusing on one or two hard cases in order to excuse a minor change to slightly broader, but by any standard still extremely restrictive, abortion access where, for example, only sexual assault survivors or those with a fatal fetal anomaly diagnosis could access abortion. A motion proposed by the government chair of the committee not to retain Eighth Amendment in full, which passed recently, could be misunderstood as a victory. But really it marks the extreme conservatism of the establishment. They are still considering preserving some kind of rights of the unborn in the Constitution. As the obstetrician Prof. Peter Boylan told the committee, the genie is out of the bottle. Abortion pills mifepristone and misoprostol are being sourced online through websites like womanonweb.org and used at home in the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. Our research shows that more than 5 people a day in Ireland are requesting pills. The onslaught of austerity on working-class women in Ireland has left many without the hundreds or thousands of euros required to travel. ROSA has done a lot of work in highlighting the availability of abortion pills through actions like the abortion pill train and the bus for appeal, where we flouted the law to expose its unworkability. The government's clumsy attempts to deal with this issue could be misinterpreted as signaling an inevitable change. In reality, nothing will be handed to us that we don't struggle for. It is clear that the political establishment has no intention of granting us our rights. It's essential that the pro-choice movement mobilizes a huge latent support, some of which is consciously waiting for a referendum date to be announced to get involved, to pressure the politicians in the crucial period. The victory against the attempted introduction of water charges in Ireland shows that politicians can be pressured to change their position if a mass movement is organized. Young people wearing repeal jumpers and marching for choice can become a huge thorn in the side of the political establishment. Socialism 2017, 11 and the 12th of November, Central London. Discussions include women and the fight back, 1917 revolution, 1967 abortion, 2017 against austerity. Find out more and book tickets at socialism2017.net. It doesn't have to be like this. Women and the struggle for socialism by Christine Thomas, £6, available from Left Books, leftbooks.org.uk. P.O. Box 24697, London E11, 1 Yard, 020-8988-8789, bookshop at socialistparty.org.uk, checks payable to Left Books.